All right, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, and you just heard in the news, there is a recall movement against State Senator Josh Newman, a Democrat of Fullerton, because he voted for the $52 billion gas tax hike. And he's hardly alone because it passed, including with some Republican support after they were bribed with your taxpayer money. This is an enormous regressive tax hike. And to talk to us about where we go from here, it's a pleasure to welcome back to the show the president of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, John Kapal. John, how are you? We haven't talked in a while.
We haven't. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for coming on with us. Appreciate it.
Well, you're certainly right about the regressive nature of this tax. I mean, if there was any tax that the politicians could come up with that was targeted specifically at working Californians, it's the gas tax and the VLF tax. It's highly regressive, and we think there will be a political price to pay for the people who supported this.
Before we even get into the politics of where we go from here, what happened to the money that we have given Sacramento to fix the roads already?
It has been diverted in more ways than you can imagine. It's been diverted to the general fund. It's been diverted to a over-bloated Caltrans, who even the legislative analyst said is overstaffed by 3,500 people, costing taxpayers $500 million a year. I mean, this is where the transportation dollars are going. In fact, a pretty accurate calculation is that only 20 cents of our transportation dollars is going into pavement, going into capacity expansion and maintenance. So we're basically wasting 80 cents of every dollar of our transportation revenue. And that's outrageous. And they come back to us and they say, well, you know, we haven't prioritized transportation, so we need the tax increase. Well, they have it exactly backwards. They need to show that they can prioritize transportation in the first instance before they ask for more revenue. It's been absolutely shameful. And had this been on the ballot, it would have failed miserably because this is a horribly unpopular tax.
Now, the governor, of course, his hobby horse is the crazy train. And is there anything in the way this bill was passed that will prevent Jerry Brown from diverting what is supposed to be road infrastructure money to pay for his crazy train?
No, there's nothing in there. In fact, what they did is when they passed this bill, Senate Bill 1, they also proposed a Senate Constitutional Amendment or Assembly Constitutional Amendment number 5, which they claim is a lockbox. You know, how many times have we been told that, you know, oh, there's going to be strict accountability, there's going to be oversight, there's going to be a lockbox? We heard that with Prop 1A, we heard that with Prop 42, both of which were transportation measures, and they've told us the same thing with this particular ACA 5. But if you read the fine print, there's all kinds of loopholes in there that would easily allow it to be diverted in those instances where the governor found that they needed the money for the general fund. So again, this is like the third time they've got up there and they've said, we're going to protect the money. It's really going to go for infrastructure. Look, the reality in California is it is a shell game. The money is fungible. And at the end of the day, most of it is going to end up paying down our pension obligations because that's where the big draw is. That's the big black hole right now. So when you think of the gas tax, people can think about paying for public employee compensation and pension liability.
We're talking with John Kapal, who is the president of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. HJTA.org is the website, which every Californian should have bookmarked because that's the firewall. That's the lifeboat that we have that makes it possible for us to survive against all odds. And the odds are getting worse because the Democrats have a supermajority in Sacramento, and they can stuff tax hikes through without going to the public. And in this case, of course, Jerry Brown comically actually acknowledged that they made an accommodation. We made an accommodation with some recalcitrant legislators by taking $1 billion of the public's money and spreading it around a little bit to buy off some votes that they needed to push this through. And the governor even said that given that we're getting $52 billion, boy, what's $1 billion? But it's all the public's money. They use the public's money to bribe the public's representatives to voting for a regressive tax hike that's inflationary and then is tied to inflation.
Right, right. I mean, look, California is becoming so corrupt, we ought to change the state motto to, I know a guy.
Oh, that'd be great on the license plates. Oh, that'd be great.
I know a guy.
Oh, that's fantastic. We absolutely need to start a petition drive to do that immediately and get that dopey DMV.gov off the license plates. So let's talk about the recall movement. It's in its infant stages against Senator Josh Newman. But he's hardly alone in this. I mean, we could start with, I mean, really, we would do an enormous favor to the state of California if we could recall Kevin De Leon, the president pro tem of the Senate, who is the architect of this and also sanctuary state policies, pushing that doozy through.
Yes. I think the strategy, we've talked to the people who are behind this. I think you mentioned that Carl DeMaio,
right,
whom I've spoken with for the last couple of days, because we're looking at the efforts very closely as well. And we're also looking at a potential initiative to roll back the taxes as well. So we're having some legal people look at that and try to gauge the viability of that effort. However, I think what Carl has come up with makes some sense in that you got to send a message. You can't go after everybody,
right,
unless you've got somebody who's willing to write a monstrous amount of checks. And for somebody like Kevin De Leon, now keep in mind some of these legislators, some of the very liberal legislators in urban areas, they have extremely low voter turnout.
Right.
I mean, they are, some of them are elected by like 14,000 people.
Oh, less than that. I mean, we got city council members. I mean, Curran Price has more wives than votes. I mean, he was reelected with like 4,000 people.
Yeah, and he's not even Mormon. I mean, so you've got to get into the realm of the realistic and make sure you're not asking people to support financially an effort that has that may not get off the ground. If people want to send a message and try, that's well and good. But I think we need to be honest with people on the viability of this. And I do think that Josh Newman is vulnerable. And I think that is, if you're going to go after one person or two people, that is a good choice. Anthony Cannella, Carl has made it clear this is not a Republican versus Democrat issue. Our organization is nonpartisan. About a third of our members are Democrats. But look, we represent working Californians, and they are going to be very upset. And when these taxes kick in I think the gas tax kicks in November of this year, and then the VLF, the car tax, kicks in January. And so it's going to be sticker shock. It is really going to be sticker shock. And so,
here's where, you know, this one, of course, we're just suffering from colossal ignorance, first of all, of the process that, you know, people weren't aware in many cases that this was even happening. But when you raise a gas tax, what you do is you raise the price of essentially everything because you've now raised the cost of delivery. You've raised trucking costs. So it's inherently inflationary. So it's not just that you're raising the gas tax for, you know, the minivan, but you're going to raise the price of eggs and milk and butter and everything else.
Yes, and this adds to the cost of living in California, and there is a death spiral going on here. Up here in Sacramento, we've had a major corporation that's in the aerospace industry. Most of the aerospace industry, or much of it in Southern California, has moved elsewhere. But this past week, we just lost Aerojet. And Aerojet's moving its manufacturing to Alabama. And that's 1,100 jobs up here. But every day, we see we are losing these good manufacturing jobs. And look, not everybody can be a barista at Starbucks. I mean, at the end of it, we need some good quality middle class jobs.
You know, John, this is anecdotal, but this is, you know, take it for what it's worth. But I really have started to analogize all the doom and gloom forecasting of where California is on the pension debt and all of these issues, which we've covered extensively, sort of like the way it was with the drought. that as long as people turn the H spigot and the C spigot and hot water comes out of one and cold water comes out of the other, it doesn't have a reality to them. Like the pension time bomb, right, which we know is out there, we know it's real, but people aren't feeling it. They're not experiencing it. So as a result, those of us who've been talking about this stuff, we just sound like, oh, it's guys on AM radio. It's a bunch of white guys complaining about taxes on AM radio.
Yeah,
what else is new?
They're going to feel this. They're going to feel this. And so this one's going to strike very close to home. And if we ever lose Prop 13, of course, which is our primary mission of protecting Prop 13, if we ever lose that, then we're really, really in trouble. And they're coming after 13.
Of course they are. Oh, absolutely. They're always after 13. That's the, you know, the mythical white buffalo, that they'd love to take that thing down.
That's right.
Well, again, the website is hjta.org, hjta.org. And, of course, we would be 100% in favor of recalling any elected official for any reason whatsoever. But there's nothing like putting a little heat on Senator Josh Newman. Those of you who live in Fullerton, and if you're full up to hear of having your walletectomy performed by these characters, especially the legalized graft that this represented, taking taxpayers' money and spreading $1 billion of it around into assembly districts and state senate districts so that they can raise your taxes. And then the cowards know that these gas tax hikes were unpopular, so they built an escalator clause, pinned it to inflation so that they don't have to do this again. It'll automatically go up, but the gas tax itself creates inflation.
It does, and there's no sunset clause.
No, it's a perpetual tax hike.
Right, absolutely right.
All right. Hey, John, as always, thank you so much, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
Okay.